On behalf of the Professional Baseball Strength and Conditioning Coaches Society, I'd like to welcome you to the PBSCCS podcast. I'm your host, Chris Messina. All right, everybody, before we begin this episode, I just want to give a shout out to our sponsor for this episode. The sponsor this week is another one of our all-star sponsors. It's Proven for Sport. If you're in professional baseball, then you've probably heard of P4, the pre-workout supplement. It's a very popular product amongst players and coaching staffs. And so they've been very supportive of us. They sent us a discount code for Black Friday and for Cyber Monday. They've been supporting all of our events. And so I just wanted to give them a shout out before we begin the episode. With that being said, let's get into the episode with Logan. All right, everybody, I'm here with Logan Franzen of the Texas Rangers organization. Logan, thanks for coming on, man. Appreciate your time. Tell the listeners about yourself, if you would, please.
Yeah, first, thank you for having me. Definitely been following this podcast for a while now, so it's definitely an honor to be on here. But so I'm from California, right outside San Francisco, the Bay Area, born and raised out there. Played baseball my whole life growing up. Fortunate to get a scholarship to Oregon State coming out of high school. Went up to Oregon State for about 2 years. Wouldn't say I played at Oregon State. I was injured for two straight years. And then transferred back home to a Division II called Sonoma State University. Finished up my playing career there. Had an option to go. I had a fifth year because I medical redshirted my freshman year. Tore my labrum my freshman year. And then decided that probably the writing was on the wall. I could sneak out a couple games, maybe a little bit of PT my fifth year, or had an opportunity to be the quote-unquote head strength coach of the baseball team there. So always wanted to get into strength and conditioning, interned in the summers while I was still playing. So I thought it was a good opportunity to just kind of just let's ride. It was not unpaid. It wasn't a paid head strength coach, but I had full control. We had two racks, a couple of dumbbells, made it work. And then after that, finished, did my fifth year there, interned at Cal, did baseball, football there. Then graduated, went to Stanford right after that, did an internship at Stanford, and then finished my internship at Stanford. Went kind of the private sector route, started training guys in the off season. Private sector wasn't my thing. Big time into the team atmosphere and being around the field. Always been baseball guy. So I just randomly started applying online on PBSCCS and got a call actually from our coordinator, Napoleon Pichardo, in the middle of spring training in 2018 while I was sitting on the couch watching MLB Network, hoping I could get a job. So got a call from him, got hired on there, spent a year at our high affiliate in Down East, was in rehab last year, and now currently just got assigned to strength and conditioning coordinator. So kind of a brief synopsis, I guess.
First, congrats on the promotion. That's awesome.
Yeah, thank you.
And then the Sonoma State thing probably helped you transition into baseball pretty easy because it sounds exactly like a minor league weight room.
Yeah, it was, I think when going through the interview process with Nappy was kind of how do you make a really good environment with very little of equipment? And I was like, hey man, I had literally a squat rack, another squat rack that barely even worked. A couple, plates, dumbbell rack that went to 60. And like, I was like, you just got to make it work. I think in some of those environments, those are where the best coaches come out because you just have to make it work, man.
Yeah, I've said so many times that I wish everybody could have a chance to work at a lower level in the minor leagues and just you find out real quick what kind of strength coach you are. Like you said, setting the environment in a place with some less less than ideal equipment and surroundings.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Absolutely.
So you haven't been in too long, but I am interested to hear your best professional baseball story, whether it's a good memory that you have or something that got lost in translation, maybe in your first year with like a Latin player. Just what sticks out to you the most so far in baseball?
Kind of thinking about this is like a big reason why we all get into this thing is to help people, man. Like, so trying to like really provide an opportunity and serve guys and try and get them to reach their dreams in baseball. And so like two things that kind of pop up in my head is just being in rehab last year. We had two guys that had some pretty significant injuries, a lot of big setbacks, especially throughout their career, not just at the current time they were in there. And having them ultimately reach their dreams and actually make their big league debut was definitely in my short time being in baseball, was definitely a highlight. To know, like, Scott Heinemann, he had injuries all over the place, came in with a shoulder injury, spent half the year with me, had a couple setbacks, and then finally made his big league debut and had an impact at the big league level. And then Luke Farrell, he got actually hit in the face by a line drive in spring training and fought through tons of adversity, and came back and got to the big leagues. Or he's been in the big leagues before, but got back in the same year after battling through a lot of stuff. So I think that was definitely a big highlight and makes it all worth it, definitely spending a lot of time with these guys.
Yeah, I know, just talking to other people that are in that kind of rehab setting, like it's a very challenging position because some of those guys might not see the long-term picture of like, okay, I'm out for 8 months and I might not ever come back. But when they do, it's got to be really, really rewarding.
Absolutely. And it's just like, I got asked this the other day, like, what is something in rehab before you got in there that you didn't think was such a big idea? And it's the psychological aspect, because a lot of this is emotional roller coaster, because they're on top at one point and then you're on the surgery table and you're out for a year. So how can you address those situations and kind of bring them back up is a big, big aspect.
Yeah, for sure. That's awesome that you help those guys get back and play a small part, play a big part, whatever it is, man.
Yeah,
it's rewarding nonetheless.
Exactly.
So what do you believe in within strength and conditioning that others think you are crazy for believing?
I think thinking about this was a little challenging at first. I think a couple years ago, maybe this would be more crazy than it, but as baseball is kind of transitioning, I always thought getting into the field that you needed a wide variety of knowledge base. So more of like a generalist approach. Like if you're in baseball, I feel like you should know hitting mechanics. I think you should need know pitching mechanics. I think you should know the game back and forward, base running, like not just like, okay, this guy goes from first to second base. Like, okay, how do we break this down? How do we hold conversations with the positioning player coaches? I never thought it was ever should be a siloed approach. I thought it should always be a very diverse approach where you can hold conversations with anybody, because I think ultimately that's what drives the best decisions and ultimately helps players achieve their goals instead of just being, I'm the strength coach, everything's a strength issue. I think there's a lot of pieces to the pie here. So I think at first, I mean, it's transitioning. A lot of teams are kind of getting on board with that. And definitely here with the Rangers, we do a really, really good job with that. But I think a couple years ago, it was everyone staying in their own lane. And it's not like we're just trying to be pitching coaches. But having those conversations, I think, are critical for being a strength and conditioning coach and not just knowing what 5x5 is and 5-3-1, juggernaut, yada, yada, yada.
Yeah, I think it's a pretty fine line, but like you said, baseball's kind of transitioning to that anyways, and it's not, like you said, that we're pitching coaches or hitting coaches, but pitching coaches and hitting coaches are coming to us because they see the value that we can provide, and if we can have those conversations, then that's only making us more marketable and more valuable to the team as a whole.
For sure.
Yeah.
For sure.
So I'm there with you, man. It's an interesting time. It's different, but honestly, I think having a playing career has helped. I didn't play very high level at all, but being able to understand baseball a little bit has definitely helped me, and I'm sure guys like yourself, it's probably helped you as well.
Yeah, for sure, definitely. I mean, I wouldn't say it's everything, but it definitely helps for sure.
Yeah, it's some guys are kind of like, oh, I should have been the one that got drafted. I'm the exact opposite. I'm like, I know why I didn't get drafted.
Yeah.
I do not have the skill level that these guys have. But if you need to play catch, I'll go out and play catch with you.
Yeah, let's sling it around.
Yeah, yeah, if they're staff BP, I won't be the most embarrassing one.
Exactly.
So in your mind, what makes a strength and conditioning coach successful? Maybe just in the general sense and then more specifically in professional baseball.
I think in general, like, really realizing that it's not about us. It's we're here to serve the athlete, and how can we find the best, I would say the best tool, whatever tool the player needs. I think we need to come together as a staff and not just be like, hey, I'm the strength coach, I know everything. How can we better serve our athletes and realize that it's not just about us and we're just trying to get that stepping stone to the next job? How do we actually impact players? And I think that's what ultimately helps you be successful in this career. And then I guess on the professional baseball side, specifically training and conditioning coach, and I'm not going to sit here and talk like I'm some guru. I've only been in it for 3 years, but just providing context to players. I think we're in a time where these guys are starving for education, and being able to provide that, and not just here's your program, run your program, being able to really get into why we're doing stuff, creating buy-in, creating almost be able to make a player their own coach, because ultimately as they move up, as you know, they need that skill set. They're not going to get their hands held in AAA and AA in the big leagues. Like, they need to know their routines in and out. So, I think, and then also like the whole cliche about having feel. I think obviously everyone talks about it, but I think it's something you need to use more strategically than being the feel coach. So being able to use feel or whatever they want to call it is, I think you need to be very strategic, and not, you can get carried away either way with that, that aspect.
Yeah. All really good points. The first one, just, it's about the players and not about us. I mean, that's so true for anybody at any position. And the thing is, if you put in the time for your players to help them and make that impact, you end up getting those better jobs anyways, because people see you're doing the job you're there for. And then more specifically, like you said, the feel thing, like if you're the guy that always has the good feel, and it's like you look at your weekly schedule and you're like, oh, we didn't condition once this week because we just kept canceling things, or like, oh, the guys haven't lifted in 2 weeks. Like, it is a double-edged sword. It will get you some props, for sure. But if you overuse it, it's going to bury you really quick.
Absolutely. It's hard to get out of that hole.
Agreed.
Feel coach.
Yep. Yeah. So do you have any advice for others in the field, maybe young coaches looking to get in, or even older coaches that have been around a while?
Yeah, I mean, I think this goes for everybody. It's like, constantly be relentless with with learning. Like, have some kind of plan. Know your schedule. Like, I mean, I could just speak for my own examples. Like, read 10 pages a day, read an article a day. Always do something. Don't play like read 5 chapters. Like, do small things every day and play the accumulation game is what kind of what I say is, like, have 365 days add on top of each other instead of doing blocks and then doing blocks and having guys just basically do 5 chapters and then not read a book for 2 months because they're burnt out. So I definitely think just constantly learning and competing. I think competing against yourself is something, is always trying to push yourself, and just trying to just constantly try and get better. And then in a year, if you're looking at your program and a lot of the stuff looks the same, you need to actually look yourself in the mirror and say, maybe I need to do a little bit more. So,
yeah, I love that, man. I have my own daily routine of things that I like to get done. And one of the things I've added for this off season is I'll print an article every single day. I'll read it, put notes in, and then I put it in a binder, and my binder is already filling up just, you know, a couple weeks into the off season. By the time the off season's over, it's like I could have not read an article each day, or one a week or whatever, or I could have just taken the 15 minutes to read one a day, and now I have a binder of months worth of reading.
Absolutely.
It's only going to help you to keep learning and to push yourself and to be consistent. Like you said, it's better to be consistent with it, even if it's small chunks every day, than to be that guy who's up and down with it and you never have any consistency. There's never any like actual sticking of the learning you're doing because it's just random all over the place. So I like that a lot. And it leads me to my next question. Where are you going for continuing ed? Are there any books you recommend, podcasts you listen to, any seminars you might attend this off season? What are you going to?
Yeah, so with the books, I guess, I could just, some of the big ones I've read in the past, like Science and Practice Strength Training, Mike Boyle's book or two that just from a strength and conditioning. What I'm reading right now is Peak by Dr. Bubbs. I don't know if you've heard of it. It's more of a holistic approach, kind of looking at like more of the high performance type model of performance. I think honestly, I'd recommend that highly. Podcast, obviously this one, Just Fly Sports, Physical Prep with Mike Robertson. And then Cressy's got one that he just came out with not too long ago. I've been playing around with that one as well. Kind of the go-tos, I would say, off the top of my head.
Any seminars in this off-season?
Oh, yeah. So seminars, doing FRC, FRA in December. I wouldn't say I'm big on – I haven't done many seminars. Mainly do, like, online education stuff, like Altus Foundation, any kind of online – seminar-based stuff. I haven't done a lot of seminars. I just went to the Florida Baseball Ranch seminar 3 weeks ago or something like that. And I thought it was really good. I'd recommend that one as well. So I'm going to Pitchapalooza here in two months as well. So,
have you been over to Altus at all?
I have not. No, it's definitely been on the list, but you know, it gets busy around here quick.
Yeah, of course, of course. Yeah. I'd highly recommend it if you get a down moment. I know there's not a lot of down moments in your role that you're in, but if you get a chance, stop over there. They're super open, and they're just whatever questions you have, they're not afraid to answer. They're not afraid to put their content out. So I would highly recommend getting over there.
Yeah, that's definitely at the top for sure.
So I know you're at the end of a work day. It's been a long one. Do you have time for a lightning round for me?
Let's do it. Let's roll.
Four questions. First question, who is your biggest influence in the field of strength and conditioning?
I'd have to say two. Napoleon Pichardo, who was the coordinator, now he's our director, and then Jose Vasquez. Those two just, I mean, they took a chance on me, and in 3 years, I've grown exponentially under their leadership, and I can't thank them enough. I'm in debt for with them forever, for sure. So
yeah, both really, really good guys. So
yeah,
sure. One piece of equipment to train with, what would you choose?
Dumbbell for sure. I think you can do pretty much anything with a dumbbell. If I had to pick, it would be dumbbell.
Biggest accomplishment professionally and or personally?
Personally, just recently got engaged, so that's definitely a big accomplishment. And then also, I mean, in the short time being, I guess, appointed to strength and conditioning coordinator is definitely a accomplishment I had on my list for sure.
Congrats on the engagement.
I hope she's in for the
the brutal baseball schedule.
exactly.
Last one. Any career other than strength and conditioning, what would you choose?
I think baseball coach, probably on the hitting side, was always a backup plan for me. Always wanted to be around baseball, and being a position player growing up, always felt a big interest in the hitting side. So if I wasn't in strength and conditioning, I'd probably be a baseball coach.
Gotcha. All right, well, I appreciate you coming on, Logan, spending some time with me. If the listeners want to get in touch, where can we get more? Are you on social media, or is there a better place?
Yeah, I'm on Twitter. I wrote this down because I honestly didn't know the handle off the top of my head. It's LFranson_33 on Twitter, and then Franson Strength on Instagram. So,
perfect.
Always open to chat and link up for sure.
For sure, man. Well, I appreciate you spending some time with me, and we'll be catching up soon.
Thank you, man. Appreciate you having me on.
All right, everybody. That concludes this episode with Logan. I hope you enjoyed this one. I know it was a little bit shorter, but it was still full of really, really good information. And I really appreciate Logan coming on and sharing his thoughts with us. Three things that I took from Logan in this episode: work to make the players their own coaches. Try to be a generalist so that you can communicate with everyone, and always compete against yourself. Before we sign off here, I just want to give one more shout out to our sponsor for the episode. That's Proven for Sport. Their website is provenfor.com, provenfor.com. Head over to their website, check out their Instagram, check out their products. Like I said in the beginning, it's a very popular pre-workout supplement for the players and coaches in professional baseball. And with that being said, we'll talk to you on the next one.